When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
What I can, crying when I must, laughing when I choose. Hi-ho, if love were all, I would be lonely. I believe the more you love a man, the more you put your trust, the more you're bound to lose. Although, when shadows fall, I wish that only somebody splendid really needed me, someone affectionate and dear. Would be ended if I knew that he wanted to have me near. But I believe that since my life began, the most I've had is just a talent to amuse. Hi-ho, if love were
That, of course, was Judy Garland singing one of the great Noel Coward songs, If Love Were All, which has the tagline, "The most I've ever had is just a talent to amuse." Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're going to begin the first of a two-part broadcast delving into that great genius of songwriting, plays, directing, the genius of the English stage of the 20th century, who had so much more than a talent to amuse, and of course that was Sir Noel Coward. I couldn't be more pleased to be spending an hour, really 2 hours, with Noel Coward. He was one of the most influential performers, writers, playwrights of my youth and to my professional career, extended up to today. And I just want to first thank the Noel Coward Foundation, which is based in London, for its generosity for making this particular two-part broadcast possible. Now, why would I want to spend 2 whole hours? We'll hear the first one today called Noel Coward in England. Why would I want to spend 2 hours on Noel Coward? Well, besides his genius, which I think is absolutely indisputable, it's sad that many of the stations or ideas or venues about Broadway seem to have neglected this genius, which I find remarkable. I mean, I won't name any satellite radio broadcast stations by name, but I think you would find it hard to find a serious examination of Noel Coward's work on their Broadway stations. I've listened to that Broadway station for 4 years. I haven't heard a note of Noel Coward. So let's redress the balance. Let's go back to the late 1920s, where Noel Coward burst upon the scene. He was born in a middle-class neighborhood in London, grew up being a boy actor and listening to the tunes that his father would have played. He was a piano salesman, and he was part of that great, vigorous, carefree, younger generation that knocked down the doors of Victorian sensibility. Here is Al Boley playing one of Noel Coward's more energetic compositions.
The tune you'd sober soon, that is the natural law. There's a younger generation knock, knock, knocking at the door. Why sit and fret, vainly regret things that have gone before? There's a younger generation knock, knock, knocking at the door. Though the world is well lost for love dream, there's wisdom above dreams to compensate mothers and wives. When the joys of youth have passed them, this should last them all their lives. I've had my fun, all that is done, why should I sigh for more? There's a younger generation knock, knock, knocking at the door. Knocking at the door.
That loud knock on the door was Noel Coward signaling that he was a presence to be reckoned with in the 1920s. He burst upon the scene in a play he wrote called The Vortex, in which he also played the lead, a scandalous play in its time. At the same time, he was composing music and lyrics for a variety of revues, many of which eventually were assembled and reassembled and made their way to America. Perhaps the most monumental project of his early career in England was a play called Cavalcade, which was an upstairs-downstairs-like extravaganza about two British families from the late 19th century up to the 1920s. And in it he wrote a song which encapsulated the insouciance of the roaring 20s decade. And we're going to hear Noel Coward himself, who was quite the recording artist in England during this period, sing one of his great songs, and then we're going to segue into the wonderful pianist Dick Hyman, who marries Coward's wonderful melody with another great melodist, a man who captured the Roaring Twenties over in New York at the same time. So first we'll hear Noel Coward's 20th Century Blues, and then Dick Hyman.
Blues, 20th century blues, they're getting me down. Who
escape those weary 20th century blues. Why, if there's a God in the sky, why shouldn't he grin high above this dreary 20th century din? In this strange illusion, chaos and confusion, people seem to lose their way. What is there to strive for, love or keep alive for? Say, hey, hey, call it a day. Lose, nothing to win or to lose. It's getting me down, down. Lose, escape me weary 20th century blues.
That was Dick Hyman skillfully marrying two of the great composers of the 1920s, George Gershwin, and the master, the gentleman we're celebrating today, Noel Coward. Coward was a wonderful melodist. Perhaps he was slightly better known for his lyrics, his intricate patter songs, which he admittedly grew up with listening to Gilbert and Sullivan. It sort of filtered through his brain. He always said that he grew up rhyming things, whether he liked it or not, and songs came to him unbidden. Well, here we're going to bind him together with one of his great muses, the wonderful comedian Beatrice Lilly. And this is a song that was based on a party that he and B. Lilly were in fact invited to by the great Elsa Maxwell. So now we're going to turn to the inspired lunacy of Beatrice Lilly, who went to a marvelous party.
Quite for no reason, I'm here for the season and high as a kite. Living in error with Maud at Cap Ferrer, which couldn't be right. Everyone's here, frightfully gay. Nobody cares what people say. Though the Riviera seems rarely much queerer than Rome at its height. Yesterday night, I went to a marvelous party with Nunu and Nada and Nell. It was in the fresh air. And we went as we were, And we stayed as we were, which was hell. Poor Grace started singing at midnight, and she didn't stop singing till four. We knew the excitement was bound to begin when Laura got blind on Dubonnet and gin and scratched her veneer with a Cartier pin. I couldn't have liked it more. I've been to a marvelous party. I must say, the fun was intense. We all had to do what the people we knew would be doing 100 years hence. Dear Cecil arrived wearing armor, some shells, and a black feathered boa. Poor Millicent wore a surrealist comb made of bits of mosaic from St. Peter's in Rome. But the weight was so great that she had to go home. I couldn't have liked it more. People's behavior away from Belgravia would make you aghast. So much variety watching society scampering past. If you have any mind at all, Gibbon's Divine Decline and Fall seems pretty flimsy, no more than a whimsy. By way of contrast, Saturday last, I went to a marvelous party. We didn't start dinner till 10, and young Bobby Carr did a stunt at the bar with a lot of extraordinary men. Dear Baba arrived with a turtle, which shattered us all to the core. The Grand Duke was dancing a rumba with me, when suddenly Cyril screamed, "Fiddle-dee-dee!" and ripped off his trousers and jumped in the sea. I couldn't have liked it more. I've been to a marvelous party. Elise made an entrance with May. You'd never have guessed from her fisherman's vest that her bust had been whittled away. Poor Lulu got fried on Chianti and talked about esprit de corps. Maurice made a couple of passes at Gus, and Freddy, who hates any kind of a fuss, did half the big apple and twisted his trust. I couldn't have liked it more.
Well, I couldn't like Noel Coward more. And what a perfect time to celebrate the breadth and imagination and wit of his songwriting skills. There is a wonderful exhibit now at the New York Public Library. It goes till August 17th. It's called Star Quality. It's put together by Coward's major historian, Barry Day. And it is a glorious day and a glorious show. Anything you would want to know about Coward is there. It takes you on a tour of his life. It's got rare clips and songs and artifacts. And I strongly suggest that you make your way to the New York Public Library if you happen to be in New York in August. It's a great way to cool off for an hour or two over at the Library for the Performing Arts up at Lincoln Center. Star Quality. Please don't miss it. Today we're celebrating Noel Coward's English career, but a lot of his work was taken on, of course, by American artists in the course of time. Coward, as we just heard from Bee Lilly, was known for some of his witty pattern numbers, but he also was very seriously into the operetta tradition in the 20s and 30s in various shows like Bittersweet and Conversation Piece and Operette. And eventually they made them their way to America. I don't think they're terribly revivable. I don't think they're the highlight, sparkling wit of his work, but some of the songs are so beautiful. And one song was picked up by Frank Sinatra. Now, Sinatra only recorded two of Coward's songs. We're going to hear one of them, I'll Follow My Secret Heart. But he was a big fan of Coward's. When Coward performed in Las Vegas in the 50s, Sinatra supposedly said, if you want to hear how songs should be sung, get your whatever, he said, over to the Desert Inn in Las Vegas. But thankfully, we don't have to schlep over there. We can hear Frank Sinatra pay tribute to Noel Coward.
I'll follow my secret heart. My whole life through. And I'll keep all my dreams apart. till one comes true. No matter what price is paid, what stars may fade above, I'll follow my secret heart till I find a love. Stars may fade above. I'll follow my secret heart till I find love. Noel
Coward's English songs were frequently picked up by American singers, but only one of them had the great courage to devote a whole album to the great master. That was Carmen McRae, one of my favorite singers. And here's a wonderful song from the operetta Bittersweet from her wonderful album Mad About the Man, which is a whole album of Noel Coward songs. And I don't think anyone either swings them and yet gets into the spirit at the same time better than Carmen McRae.
Once upon a time, many years ago, lived a fair princess, hating to confess loneliness was torturing her soul. Then a gypsy came, called to her by name, wooed her with a song, sensuous and strong. All the summer long, her passion seemed to tremble like a living frame. Play to me beneath the summer moon, Zigeuner, Zigeuner, Zigeuner. All I ask of life is just to listen to the songs that you sing. My spirit like a bird on the wing, your melodies adoring, soaring. Call to me with some barbaric tune, Zigeuner, Zigeuner. Now you hold me in your power, play to me for just an hour, Zigeuner.
Zigeuner.
Carmen McRae singing from Bittersweet. Coward's operettas were quaint probably even in their day in the early 1930s. They were set in the 19th century and involved gypsies, like you just heard, and small cafes and secret songs and hopes and dreams and all that. But they still had some wonderful tunes behind them. One of the most popular waltzes he ever wrote was I'll See You Again. And it's a little mordant, perhaps, in its original incarnation, but I think it swung to pure perfection by my favorite pianist, Bill Evans.
Feeling dreary and blue, I'm only too glad to be left alone, dreaming of a place in the sun when day is done, far from the telephone. Bustle and the weary crowd make me wanna cry out loud. Give me something peaceful and grand where all the land slumbers in monotone. I'm world weary, world weary, living in a great big town. Gray or brown, I want an ocean blue, great big trees, a bird's eye view of the Pyrenees. I want to watch the moon rise up and see the great red sun go down, watching clouds go by through a winter sky fascinates me. But if I do it in the street, every cop I meet simply hates me, because I'm world weary, world weary. I could kiss the railroad tracks. I want to get right back to nature and relax. Get up in the morning at 8. Relentless fate drives me to work at 9. Toiling like a bee in a hive from 4 to 5, whether it's wet or fine. Hardly ever see the sky. Buildings seem to grow so high. Maybe in the future I will perhaps fulfill this little dream of mine. I'm world weary, world weary, tired of all these jumping jacks. I want to get right back to nature and relax.
That was the long and short of it. Bobby Short, in fact, that wonderful cabaret performer who did more than most to promote the wonderful songs of Noel Coward. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on WPPB 88.3 FM, and that's exactly what we're doing today, our first part of our celebration of the great Noel Coward tonight. Today's show is Noel Coward in England, and it was made possible thanks to the incredible generosity of the Noel Coward Foundation. And I am obligated to point out that if you like that song, World Weary, and I sure do, you can hear the wonderful Vianne Cox sing it live tonight at Guildhall in East Hampton in our second Broadway to Main Street concert, Comedy Tonight, Great Moments in Musical Comedy, Sunday, the 29th of July at 7:30 p.m. at Guildhall in East Hampton. So run, run, run. As soon as this broadcast is over, hie thee over to East Hampton. You'll hear a great, great evening. I also want to point out that the Performing Arts Center at the New York Public Library at Lincoln Center is hosting a wonderful exhibit called Star Quality, a brilliantly curated exhibit about Coward's entire career. So please go see that as well. Well, Noel Coward is very important to me because when I was a young lad, I mean really young, like 4 or 5, my parents had an album called Noel and Gertie, which captured this unforgettable performance from 1930 by Noel Coward and Gertrude Lawrence in probably his best play, certainly one of the great comedies of all time, about a couple who can't stand to be with each other and can't stand to be without each other. So I'm thrilled to play it now. This is a recording they made back in England when in London people didn't think twice about recording great shows and great cast albums, something that Americans took another 15, 20 years to figure out. So here they are, Noel and Gertie, in the incredible balcony scene from Private Lives, and you'll get to hear Gertrude Lawrence sing one of his finest songs.
What are you doing here?
I'm on my honeymoon.
Very interesting. So am I.
I hope you're enjoying it.
It hasn't started yet.
Neither is mine.
Are you happy?
Perfectly.
Good.
Are you?
Ecstatically.
What's she like?
Fair. Very pretty. Plays the piano beautifully.
Very comforting.
How's yours?
I'd rather not discuss it.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. He'll probably come popping out in a minute and I shall see for myself.
Have you known her long?
About 4 months. We met on a house party in Norfolk.
Very flat, Norfolk.
There's no need to be unpleasant.
But it was no reflection on her, unless, of course, she made it flatter.
Your voice takes on an acid quality every time you mention her.
I swear I'll never mention her again.
Good. Now I'll keep off yours.
Thank you.
Not at all. That orchestra seems to have a remarkably small repertoire.
Strange how potent cheap music is. Find you, moonlight behind you, true to the dream I am dreaming. As I draw near you, you smile a little smile. For a little while, we shall stand hand in hand. Leave you never, love you forever, all our past sorrow revealed. Try to make it true, say you need it too. Someday I'll find you.
You always had a sweet voice, Amanda.
Thank you.
What exactly were you remembering at that moment?
Lots of things.
So was I.
What fools we were to ruin it all. What utter, utter fools.
We were so ridiculously over in love.
Yes. And yet, here we are starting off with two quite different people. In love all over again, aren't we? Aren't we?
No.
Well,
we're not in love all over again, and you know it. Good night, Amanda.
Oh, Elliot, don't leave me. We won't talk about ourselves anymore. Talk about outside things, anything. Only stay with me till I pull myself together.
Very well.
What have you been doing lately, during these last years?
I went around the world, you know, after...
Yes, of course I know. How was it?
The world?
Yes.
Very enjoyable.
China must be very interesting.
Very big, China.
And Japan?
Very small.
Did you eat shark's fins and take your shoes off and use chopsticks and everything?
Practically everything.
And India? The burning Ghats or Ghats or whatever they are and the Taj Mahal. How was the Taj Mahal?
Unbelievable. A sort of dream.
That was the moonlight, I expect. Of course, you saw it in the moonlight.
Yes. Moonlight can be cruelly deceptive.
And it didn't look like a biscuit box, did it? You know, I've always felt that it might.
Darling, I do love you so.
I do hope you met a sacred elephant. They're lint white, I believe, and very, very sweet.
I've never loved anybody else for an instant.
Huh.
And you love me too, don't you? There isn't any doubt about it anywhere, is there?
No. No doubt anywhere.
You're looking very lovely in this damned moonlight, Amanda. Your skin is clear and cool, and your eyes are shining. And you're growing lovelier and lovelier every second as I look at you. You don't hold any mystery for me, darling. Do you mind? There isn't a particle of you that I don't know, remember, and want.
I'm glad, my sweet.
More than any desire in the world, deep down in my deepest heart, I want you back again. Please.
Don't say anymore. You're making me cry so dreadfully.
When one is lonely, the days are long. You seem so near, but never appear. Each night I sing you a lover's song. Please try to hear.
What a difference a day makes. That's Doris Day, of course, recording the only Noel Coward song that I'm aware of that she recorded. And speaking of what a difference a day makes, get it? Great segue coming up. We are going to turn to Dinah Washington, who made that song very, very famous. She recorded Noel Coward's trilogy, Mad About the Boy, with such a sultry air. A lot of women recorded it. Lena Horne recorded it. Peggy Lee recorded it. But there's something that Dinah Washington does with it that's just so special and reveals a lot of the depth and great sexual weight and consequence that all of Noel Coward's songs had, even if they were done in a clipped British style back in London. But thankfully in America, we had some great artists to turn their attention to these greats. And here is Dinah Washington.
I'm mad about the boy, and I know it's stupid to be mad about the boy. I'm so ashamed of it, but must admit the sleepless nights I've had about the boy. On the silver screen, he melts my foolish heart in every single scene. Although I'm quite aware that here and there are traces
of the can about the boy. Lord knows I'm not a fool girl. I really shouldn't care. Lord knows I'm not a school girl who's in the flurry of her first affair. Will it ever cloy, this odd diversity of misery and joy? I'm feeling quite insane and young again, and all because I'm mad about the boy. I'm feeling quite insane and young again, and all because I'm mad about the boy.
Well, today's broadcast is Noel Coward in England, so let's conclude with two quintessentially Noel Coward British songs. The first, of course, is one of his most famous, rendered by the master himself, all about the English Empire dominating the earth.
In tropical climes there are certain times of day when all the citizens retire to take their clothes off and perspire. It's one of those rules the greatest fools obey, because the sun is far too sultry and one must avoid its ultraviolet ray. The natives grieve when the white men leave their huts, because they're obviously, definitely nuts. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The Japanese don't care to, the Chinese wouldn't dare to. Hindus and Argentines sleep firmly from 12 to 1, but Englishmen detest our siesta. In the Philippines they have lovely screens to protect you from the glare. In the Malay states there are hats like plates which the Britishers won't wear. At 12 noon the natives swoon and no further work is done. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. It's such a surprise for the eastern eyes to see that though the English are effete, they're quite impervious to heat. When the white man rides, every native hides in glee, because the simple creatures hope he will impale his soul a topi on a tree. It seems such a shame when the English claim the earth that they give rise to such hilarity and mirth. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The toughest Burmese bandit can never understand it. In Rangoon, the heat of noon is just what the natives shun. They put their scotch or rye down and lie down. In a jungle town where the sun beats down to the rage of man and beast, the English garb of the English Saab merely gets a bit more creased. In Bangkok, at 12 o'clock, they foam at the mouth and run. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The smallest Malay rabbit deplores this foolish habit. In Hong Kong, they strike a gong and fire off a noonday gun to reprimand each inmate who's in late. In the mangrove swamps by the python romps, there is peace from 12 to 2. Even caribous lie around and snooze, for there's nothing else to do. In Bengal, to move at all is seldom, if ever, done. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday, 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 out in the midday sun.
We've been enjoying Noel Coward's songs from the 20s and 30s, from his English perspective. Now we're going to segue into a much more contemplative song, one of his greatest. This song happened, occurred at the end of the 30s and the early 40s as his beloved London was attacked by German warplanes. And after one particular blitz, he couldn't help but be inspired by the resilience of the British people going about their business as they enter this incredibly difficult chapter of their history. I picked a selection which seems to me very appropriate because he said he was inspired by the resilience of the Cockney flower girls who were selling this, their lavender and this beautiful flower called London Pride. So let's hear this amazing song, London Pride, rendered by the most famous Cockney flower girl of all time, our beloved Julie Andrews.
London Pride has been handed down to us. London Pride is a flower that's free. London Pride means our own dear town to us, and our pride it forever will be. Woe, Liza, see the Costa Barrows, vegetable marrows and the fruit piled high. Woe, Liza, little London sparrows, Covent Garden Market where the costers cry. Cockney feet mark the beat of history, every street pins a memory down. Nothing ever can quite replace the grace of London town. There's a little city flower every spring unfailing, growing in the crevices by some London railing. Though it has a Latin name in town and countryside, we in England call it London Pride. London Pride has been handed down to us. London Pride is a flower that's free. London Pride means our own dear town to us, and our pride it forever will be. Hey, lady, when the day is dawning, see the policeman yawning on his lonely beat. Gay lady, Mayfair in the morning, hear the footsteps echo in the empty street. Early rain and the pavements glistening, all Park Lane in a shimmering gown. Nothing ever could break or harm the charm of London
Town. What a great song and such a moving rendition. Well, that's the perfect bridge into Forward. We're going to, I hope you'll stay tuned for Noel Coward in America, part two in 2 weeks. In the meantime, if you are free this evening at 7:30, hie thee hence to Guildhall, where you'll hear a wonderful Broadway to Main Street concert called Comedy Tonight. I want to take a moment to thank again the generosity of the Noel Coward Foundation for today's broadcast. And if you get a chance, go to the Performing Arts Library at Lincoln Center for a great exhibit called Star Quality. Star Quality, the two words that sum up Noel Coward in a nutshell. So for the moment, the party's over, but stay tuned.
Night is over, dawn is breaking, everywhere the town is waking, just as we are on our way to sleep. Lovers meet and dance a little, snatching from romance a little souvenir of happiness to keep. The music of an hour ago was just a sort of let's pretend. The melodies that charmed us so at last are ended. The part is over now, the dawn is drawing very nigh. The candle's gone, the starlight leaves the sky. It's time for little girls and boys to hurry home to bed. For there's a new day waiting just ahead. Life is sweet, but time is fleet beneath the magic of the moon. Dancing time may seem sublime, but it is ended all too soon. The thrill has gone, to linger on would spoil it anyhow. Let's creep away from the day, for the party's over now.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.